We're going to learn Sota Daf Mem Dalid Amar Aleph. We're holding on Daf Mem Dalid Amar Aleph. We are at Mi Ha'ish Asher Eras Isha. So we're discussing how the Shotrim would say to the people who are going out to war, Mi Ha'ish Asher Eras Isha V'lo L'kacha, whoever married a woman but has not yet had a full Nisumun with her should go back home. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan. Pasuk says, Asher Eras, Echad Amaris HaSabsula, Ve'echad Amaris HaSalmana, Ve'echad Shomer HaSiyavam, Ve'afilu Chamish HaAchnu Meis Echad, that it doesn't matter who he was ma'ares, and even if it's a shomer siyavim situation, and even if there are five brothers and only one of them died, so only one of the remaining four is going to actually do yibum or chalitza, all of them go back from the milchama. But then it says lo lakach, it says v'lo lakacha would imply a miyot. It doesn't say lo lakach. It could have said lo lakach, but it says lo lakacha. So it sounds like only if he didn't take her, he's chozer. But if there was another woman that he didn't take, he's not chozer. Implying prat la almana l'koyin gadol grusha v'chalutzu l'koyin hadyot mamzer sin l'sin l'sol basol l'mamzer ulinasin. That if his marriage is be'isr, if there's an isr losa saying on his marriage, then he would not be chozer me'archei melchama. So you have a riboy to include all sorts of different people, different types of marriages, and then a miut to exclude those types of forbidden marriages. So lema, should we say that the brisa is delok Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that it's against Rabbi Yossi Aglili? De'i Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if it were following Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we could ask, why is someone who marries someone who's usher to him, why does he not return from war? Ha'amar ha'yari v'rachei levav, zamisari me'aver shabiyado, that Yari Varachalevav includes someone who's afraid of the averos that he has done. So if someone who is engaged in a forbidden marriage, he should be at least be afraid of the averos he has done. Says Mara Filutem Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Kidraba Dam Rabba Lolomenu Chayiv Ad Sheyivol. That no, he's only going to be Chayiv Malkus if you're Makadish these women that are ushered to you when you have beer with them. Matam, why is it that an Almona Grusha Lo Yikach, you're not allowed to marry? That a Kohen is not allowed to marry, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almona? And the coins are not a grusha. Mishum v'lo yichalel, because it's going to lead to his children becoming chalalim. Meaning, if they don't have bia, it's not going to be any children, and therefore there's no iser. Mishumachi and look at chiyaval. So the iser, the chiyav malchus, only happens once he actually has bia with the woman. So main point number one is that if someone is chosem erachem melchama only when it's a permitted marriage, not a forbidden marriage, even though. Or specifically because he doesn't get Malkus until the actual Bia of a forbidden marriage. So he's returning on account of, he's not returning, otherwise if he was already Chayiv Malkus, he'd be returning on account of the Avera Shabiyadah that he'd have to rightfully be afraid of. So the Gemara learns the proper behavior from the following. Tan Rabban, the pasuk says when it comes to who returns from war, Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Eres, that there are three groups of people that are exempt. Someone who built a house, someone who planted a vineyard, someone who marries a woman. Ah, limda Torah derech eretz. This is the Torah telling us how to behave properly, how to arrange one's life. She'ivna adam bayis, v'yita kerem, v'achar kach yisa isha. First, a person should build a house. Then he should plant a vineyard, meaning first you make sure you have a place to live. Then you make sure you have a parnasa, and then you get married, because when you get married, you're going to be obligated to support the woman you marry. V'av shlomo amar b'chachma, so in shlomo melech said in his chachma in Mishlei, so we dash in the pasuk. Hachin b'chutz melach techa ze bayis. That's building a house. Va'ata b'sadalach ze kerem. That's a vineyard. Achar v'nisa ve'secha. So zo isha. That's getting married. Davar achar. Hachin b'chutz melach techa ze mikra. Va'ata b'sadalach ze mishna. Achar v'nisa ze gemara. Or it's referring to the different parts of Talmud Torah. Davar achar. Hachin b'chutz melach techa ze mikra mishna. Va'ata b'sadalach Gemara, that Mikra and Mishra are in the same category, and the second one is Gemara. Achar v'nis v'secha el ma'isim tovim. That ma'isim tovim has to follow. Reb Lozman Rosh Lavi Yosef Glili Omer Hachein b'chutz melach techa ze Mikra Mishra hu Gemara. That the first phrase already includes all three, Mikra Mishra and Gemara. V'ata b'sadalach el ma'isim tovim. Achar v'nis v'secha drosh v'kabel schar. That you should be dorish and be makabel extra schar, meaning that you should be mashpia on other people, not just to learn yourself. So the three stages are learn a lot of Torah, engage in Maisim Tovim, and then you can be Mashpia on other people, which is very mistaver, that only once a person is engaging in Maisim Tovim does he have a chance to be Mashpia on other people, because then other people will admire him for his Maisim Tovim. So main point number two, we see from the order of the Pesukim that a person has to first build a house, then find himself a parnasa, and only then get married. Okay, ve'elu she'enan chozrin. And the following people do not return from the melchama. Habona beishar, someone who builds just a beishar, nachsadra marpas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even someone who rebuilds a house on the spot that it was built would not go back from war. So the Gemara is going to bring a brisa to teach us how much you have to add on to a house when you rebuild it in order to go back from war. So Tana im hosef bo dimos echad, one row of bricks. You know, you make it one row thicker, one row taller. Choser, you ready? Choser, it's considered a brand new house. Someone who built a brick house in Sharon where it can't really last would not be choser. Because you're going to have to rebuild that house twice every 7 years, because there's no way that house is going to last. And then there's a list of people that do not even budge; they don't even leave their house in the first place. If you built a new house and you were mechanichi, you were married Nisha and you married her. So the Gemara said, Tan Rabbanan, Isha Chadasha, Ein Liela Isha Chadasha, Almano Grusha Minayin. How do I know that even someone who married an Almano Grusha, he also doesn't go out to war during the Shana Rishona? Tamalomer, Isha Mikal Makom. That's why it says Isha, to tell me whatever kind of marriage you have, it doesn't matter. First year, you don't go anywhere. Imkein Matam Lomer Isha Chadasha, She Chadasha Lo, Yatza Machsir Grushasa, Shein Chadasha Lo. Why then does it say a new wife if it doesn't really have to be a new wife? Well, she's got to be new to you. Meaning, if you were previously married to her and then got divorced, then you would not be chozer mircha melchama. Tan Rabbanan lo yetzei batzava. So yachol batzava hu delo yetzei. Al yaspik mayim muslim yisakin edrachim. You might think that you don't go out to fight wars, but you should provide water and food and fix the roads. Tam alom rav lo yavar alav l'chol dover. Yachol shani mar ba'afa bono bayis v'lo chanachu not to kerem v'lo chilo eres yishu v'lo l'kocha. I might think that people who are halfway done, meaning they did the Erisin, or they built the house and they didn't yet live in it. They planted the vineyard. They did not yet get to mimachal any of its fruits. So I might think that even such people don't have to leave their houses at all. Tamalamar alav alavia tamavir avala tamavir alacherim. The other people do have to provide. Meaning these people who are halfway done do have to provide the war needs, even though they don't have to fight. And once it says layavar, that they don't have to go out even for other things of war, so then obvious, you know, to provide help and supporting help. Why does it have to say that they don't fight the battle? Obviously, if they don't even have to cook or pave the roads, they don't have to engage in battle. We're talking about the people who are in Shana Rishona and the people who already were mechala the vineyard in the first year, etc. So that's lavar lov bishnei lavin, to make it that they're chayiv two los asays. So the main point over here is what we already saw last time, which is that there are three levels. There are some people that go to war and fight. There are some people that go out but come back and then provide a supporting role, and that's the people who are And then there are some people that don't leave the house at all, that don't have to do anything at all, and that's someone who's Eres Isha Ulakacha, someone who's not a Kerem Vichilila. Okay, Banabayis Vichanacho. Okay, so now the Mishnah is going to explain the process of going out to war. So the pasuk says, "V'yasu hashotim l'dabr la'am." The shotim said, continued their speech, and they said, "Whoever's afraid, go home." So Rabbi Kiva Omer Hayari v'rachalev of kimashma'o sheni yochalamud b'kishrei melchama. Yari v'rachalev means you're a wimp, that you're afraid of war. V'liros cherev shalufa, you're going to see a sword and you're going to faint. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Hayari v'rachalev v'zel misyari min averos shabiyado. No, it's a reference to a person who's afraid of averos that he has done. L'fichach tosla Torah es kol elu. And that's why the Torah did him a chesed by listing these other things that he would go back for. So people see him leaving the battlefront, they're not going to know that he's an avarian. They're just going to think, oh, he must have recently built a home. Rabbi Yossi Omer, that Yari V'rachaleva is someone who violated a los haseh, like people who engage in forbidden marriages. Then it says, mitzvahs barosh ha'am uba keva shalam ma'amid in zikifim lefnehem. So the Mishnah explains that they would set up the sari tzvahs in the front of the people, and in the back of the people they would also have people ma'amid in zikifim lefnehem. They would have people in the people in front of them would be very strong people who are appointed for that job, that if one of the Anshei Melchama would fall, they would stand him back up, and they would encourage the fighters. And they'd have other people behind them, and they would have like these weapons, the kolamavakish lachzor, and anyone wanted to bail out of the war effort, they had the right to cut his legs, because that was their way of threatening the people to make sure that they stay and continue in the war effort. Because it would destroy the morale of the troops if people abandoned during the actual war, so they couldn't allow that to happen. It was pikuach nefesh, and that's why they had to take such tough measures. Shnemar nasi shol lefnei plishtim v'gam magefa gedola hisavam, that the Jewish people ran away, and because they ran away, there was a magefa gedola ulahalan, and by the melchama that the Jewish people had with the plishtim in the end of the days of Shaul, who omer vayenusu anchei shol mepnei plishtim vayiplu chalalim, because they ran away, that's why they suffered so many casualties. Bamed varmamurim. When is all of this talking about? B'melchemes harashos. That's only talking about melchemes harashos. All of these halachos of b'melchemes mitzvah, hakol yotzen afilu chasan mechedra v'kala mechupasa. But for melchemes mitzvah, everyone goes out, even a chasan and a kala have to go out to help in the war. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'medvar mamurim b'melchemes mitzvah av melchemes chova hakol yotzen afilu chasan mechedra v'kala mechupasa. They know all these halachos are really about melchemes mitzvah, but there's a third category of melchama called the melchemes chova. And from Melchamas Chova, everybody has to go out, even the Chassan and the Kala. So the Gemara is going to explain exactly what the difference is between a Melchamas Mitzvah and a Melchamas Chova. But we'll just leave the last main point, is that the Mishnah says that they would have people in both in the front and in the back to support the soldiers who have fallen, and to threaten soldiers not to abandon, because when soldiers abandon, that's a guarantee that you're going to lose the war. Okay, so we'll pick up with the Gemara, Mem Dalam Beis, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.